Well, again, it's good to see each of you this morning. I'm so glad you could be with us. And as I mentioned a few moments ago, we are taking just a little break from Daniel today to take you out to Twin Pines to share with you, again, one of the sessions that we did with our theme, again, Heroes Wanted. And we looked at five people in Scripture who, to be honest, the world might not have thought they were very heroic necessarily. But in the eyes of God, the way they lived their lives was a model for others to follow. So that's why I'm calling them heroes of the faith. And we looked at one main characteristic for each of these five people. And the goal was to better understand why this person was a hero in God's eyes. And then to be challenged for us to live our lives in the same way. So that was our theme. Like I mentioned, we had 52 campers, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful week. And let me think. I think what I'm sharing with you today was our Tuesday lesson. So there you go. Look, you've already made it through a day and a half of camp. All right. Some of you did not shower. Okay. You're just like my kids at the cabin. So I reminded them the showers are free, no extra charge. Some didn't care. Well, to get us started here this morning, we're going to do something that we did up at camp, but we're going to do it just a little differently because with our number of people and the size of the room, the camp method would not work too well. But here's what we're going to do. Somebody tell me, what does it mean when we say throw in the towel? What does that mean?
Give up.
Yeah, to give up. That's right. To give up, to quit. To just stop doing whatever you were doing. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you, I think, seven different scenarios. And I want to see how far will you go in each of these before you throw in the towel and say, that is it. I'm not doing any more. Okay. Now, at camp, we did this by having people stand up and go to different corners. That would be a little tricky in the room. So here's how you're going to tell me when you would throw in the towel. When I give you the scenario, just to be honest, if you're like, I won't even start this, I'm going to throw in the towel right away, you're going to give me the number one, okay? So it's okay, because if you look closely... If you look closely at me, this finger's getting a workout. There'll be quite a few of those, okay? So don't worry. If you would go like a third of the way, like whatever it is, if you're like, yeah, I would start. I'd give it a good start. But then you throw in the towel, you're going to do this. If you're going to say, you know, I honestly think I could go over halfway. I could go like two-thirds of the way. I really think I could until I quit and give up. Three. If you're saying you can go the whole way, you could do the entire thing, that's a four, okay? And God is watching, okay? And so is our high-def camera. Okay, so here we... No cheating and lying. Okay, let's see. Here's the first one. How long would you go until you throw in the towel if you had to run a marathon? Run a marathon, okay? Wow, it looks like we're about to sing This Little Light of Mine, okay? I see lots of ones, a few twos. Are there any fours? I don't see any fours. Okay, well, so much for the St. John's Marathon Club, huh? I guess we're not going to do that. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I would throw in the towel right away and then go get ice cream. That's what I would do. Okay, how about this one? How far until you throw in the towel if you had to write a 100-page paper? Write a 100-page paper. All right, let's see. I've done a few of those in my life. Okay, we're doing better with that one. All right, very good, very good. I still see some ones, though. You're like, don't even turn on the computer. Don't even bother, right? All right, how about this one? Now, for this one, I expect to see a lot of higher numbers. I'm just going to be honest. But for me, this was torture when I was a kid. My dad would take me to do this. Why? Why? I don't know. So I'm just... There's me. I'm just going to be honest, okay? But you'll do better, okay? Play 18 holes of golf, like real golf. Some of you, yes, you're excited about that. Very good. All right. Charlie's just shaking his head. Where's the windmill? That's what I want to know. There's no windmill. All right, a few more. How about this one? I might start this one just to say I tried, but I don't think I'm going to get very far. Climb Mount Everest. I climbed Mount Gretna and I'm tired, okay? So, all right, I see lots of numbers. Very good. All right, we got a few more. Now, this next one is just gross. So if you, sorry, I'm telling you, it's like I did at junior high camp. So if you do this one, there's no judging, but it's gross. Okay, here we go. Enter a hot dog eating contest. I would eat like 3 free hot dogs and then stop. All right, I don't think anyone's going the whole way with that one. Okay, very good. And we have 2 more. If you are interested in the next one, please come see me, because we might have work for you, either at the church or at my house. We'll put you to good work. Don't you worry. How far until you throw in the towel if you had to paint the inside and outside of your house? Paint the inside and outside of your house. Okay. Oh, there's no 4s. Oh, no, I'm not seeing. Oh, there's 1 4. Okay, there we go. I see that hand. All right, very good. I would paint my small bathroom and then just give up. I think that's what I would do. Okay, last one. Here we go. And you are in good shape if you can do this, my friend. You are in good shape. How far until you throw in the towel with this one? Swim 10 miles in the open ocean. 10 miles in the open ocean. Oh, here comes this little light of mine again. Okay. All right. Thank you for doing that. Why are we talking about such things? Because we're talking about the idea of giving up. The idea of throwing in the towel, of saying no more. And we're not necessarily talking about activities like this. We're talking about our faith. When we go through life, are there times that life is tempting us to say, that's it, I'm throwing in the towel with my faith, my prayer life, my relationship with the Lord? It's just too hard. I can't keep going. It's not making any sense. It's not working. Are there times in our faith where we're tempted to quit and throw in the towel because we face difficult situations? Our hero that we're going to talk about this morning is Paul. Paul knows what it's like to face difficult situations, one after the next, after the next, after the next, after the next. Paul knows what it's like to have the opportunity to say, that's it, no more. I'm throwing in the towel. It's too much. I'm not going to continue. So this morning, here's what we want to look at. We want to look at 2 things. We want to look at what difficulties did Paul face. Conveniently, he lists them for us, right, as he's giving his testimony. And secondly, when exactly in this whole list of difficulties, when exactly did Paul throw in the towel on his faith and say, I quit, I can't go any further? When did he decide to do that? All right, that's what we're going to look at this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word this morning. And I pray that you would give us fresh insight into some of the experiences of Paul, and that you would speak to us through his example and through your word. And I pray a blessing on each of my friends this morning. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So when exactly did Paul throw in the towel and give up when it comes to his faith? Well, what difficulties did he face? Let's take a look at those. So I invite you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm sorry, we're going to start with chapter 11. There we go. Starting at verse 24, and Paul is listing all of these difficulties that he has gone through since he put his faith in Christ. None of these things in the list happened before he came to Christ. Before he came to Christ, his life was pretty good. Pharisee, popular, influential, pretty comfortable life. I mean, honestly, from a worldly perspective, Pharisee Saul had a much easier life than Apostle Paul. So here's the list of all the things that Paul went through after he became a follower of Jesus. This is 2 Corinthians 11, starting at verse 24.
I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. Verse 24, 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled, and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Paul is listing all of these difficulties that occurred to him once he became a follower of Christ. If you think it's difficult to persevere in a marathon or painting your house or swimming in the ocean, try persevering through all of this. This is what Paul mentioned. He said, I have been whipped with 39 lashes 5 times. I have almost been stoned to death. I have been shipwrecked 3 times. And it's while he was traveling to share the news of Christ. This wasn't a fishing trip gone bad. This is because he's sharing the gospel. He spent a night and a day in the open sea. He was constantly on the move. He was constantly in danger. I didn't even have room to list all the things he talked about. In danger in the country, in the cities, and from brothers, and from bandits, and all these different things. He was without sleep. He was hungry and thirsty. He was cold and often naked. In other words, there were times when they would beat him up so much, rip all of the clothing off of him, leave him for dead. And that's his life. That's his experience as a follower of Christ. I mean, look at this list. So here's my question for you. My question for you is there a situation that Paul experienced? If you could put yourself in his shoes or sandals or whatever he wore, is there a situation where you would honestly be tempted to say, that is it. I'm throwing in the towel. I am not continuing in this. It's too hard. Honestly, and I thought about this a lot. For me, I think it would be the beginning of the 3rd time of being whipped. I mean, if you're flogged once, you might go, okay, that's done and that's over. Right? God gave me the strength to move on and persevere. And then comes the 2nd time. I might endure that. But the 3rd, are you kidding me? The 3rd time? I'm being serious. I think I would be tempted. The 3rd time I am dragged before the Roman soldiers and I am chained to a post and they get out the whip to flog my back 39 times. I would be very tempted, my friends, honestly, to throw in the towel and say, that's it. This is too hard. I can't do this anymore. So how about you? Let me give you a chance to turn to someone near you, and would you take just a moment and say, when would you be tempted? If you had to go through this, when would you be tempted to just throw in the towel and say, that's it? I cannot keep following this Jesus that I'm talking about. Okay? So go ahead, turn to a neighbor. If you were Paul, when would you possibly be severely tempted to throw in the towel? Go ahead.
All right. Thanks for doing that. I'm not going to ask you which one, but when you look at this list, if you were Paul, would there be a time when you went through all of this where you would be very tempted, if not following through on throwing in the towel and giving up? Is there a time where any of you would face that? No, it's just me. I'm looking really bad right now. Okay. Maybe I didn't explain myself well. Okay. So if you looked at this list, and if you're like, man, I just don't know. I don't know if I could do all of that. If you're tempted to throw in the towel, I think you're not alone, just to be honest. There aren't many people who could do what Paul has done. So how does Paul respond to all of this? Does he complain about it all the time? Does he bash God because he had to go through this? Was he angry at God because he went through this? What was Paul's reaction? When he wrote about such things, what was his emotional response to all of this? Well, you'll find that in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. And this really shows Paul thinks differently than most of us would. I'm just going to be honest. Paul thinks differently. What does he have to say about such difficulties and trials? Take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Paul says, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." What is Paul's response to all of this? He says, for Christ's sake, because of him working in my life and my life hopefully serving him, for his sake, I delight in these things. It's almost like saying, I welcome these things. I welcome the difficulties and the hardships. Why in the world would you welcome such things? And he goes on to say, because God is working in my life, it's at that moment when I am weakest in my physical self that I am strongest in Christ. What an attitude. I think if I was listing such things before someone and sharing my testimony, it would be very hard for me to say in the very next sentence, and I delight in these things. I welcome these things because of Christ and because of how he's using them in my life. Paul is amazing. Paul found his strength in Christ. There was nothing superhuman in and of himself to endure such things. He found his strength in Christ. He never threw in the towel. It's just amazing. It was a trick question in the beginning when I said, when exactly did Paul throw in the towel? Some of you gave me the look like, you think he did? He never did. He never gave up his faith in Christ. Now, he's not perfect. Of course he's not. But he never threw in the towel. It's amazing. Paul never gave up on his faith. He never gave up on his mission. What do we call that? We say Paul had perseverance. Perseverance. That's the quality that we talked about at camp in this session. Paul was a hero in God's eyes. Why? I believe one of the reasons was he had perseverance. He kept going time after time after time. He was the Energizer Bunny of faith. Okay, he probably won't like that I said that. In heaven, I'll have to apologize. But for now, he is the Energizer Bunny of faith. He keeps going. He perseveres. He doesn't stop praying. He doesn't stop searching the scriptures. He doesn't stop sharing the good news of Christ. He just keeps going and going. He has perseverance. Perseverance. And I am suggesting that is what makes him a hero in the eyes of God. The perseverance in his faith. Those are the types of heroes that God is looking for. Those who persevere through difficult times. You know, Paul sounds a lot like James. James, the brother of Christ, who writes this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. These two gentlemen have the same attitude. When we're tested and tried and difficulties come, what is our response in faith? It should not be bitterness and anger. It should not be turning our back on God or throwing in the towel. James is saying, consider it pure joy. Now, that doesn't mean you're doing cartwheels and have a smile on your face the whole time. But it does mean an inner working in your spirit, in your heart, where you know that God is in control of all of this. And that you can still experience His joy and His friendship even through all of this. Consider it pure joy. Why? Because your testing of your faith produces perseverance. James thinks so highly of the quality of perseverance. He mentions it in the very first chapter of his letter, in the very first few sentences that he writes. He writes about perseverance. Could it be that the readers of that needed to hear that? Probably. Could it be even this morning that we need to hear that? Probably. Our testing of our faith produces perseverance. Look at what Paul says in 2 Timothy. How do we know that Paul never threw in the towel? How do we know that he didn't give up on his faith? Well, towards the end of his life, Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I ran the marathon. I wrote the 100-page paper, whatever we had from before. And he said, I have kept the faith. Was he perfect? No. Was he somehow superhuman? No. But did God give him the strength in Christ to persevere, to fight the good fight, to keep the faith? Absolutely. Absolutely. Friends, it's a chance for you to turn to a partner again. And I invite you to talk about this. What are some difficulties in life that might cause people to give up on God? We saw Paul's list, right? Flogging, stoning, shipwrecked, no food. You know, that's quite a list. But there are times in our own lives where we can begin to list difficulties, challenges. I'll give you one, and then I'll let you talk to a neighbor for a moment. One is what you perceive to be unanswered prayer. And when I was a youth pastor, I had this all the time where these teenagers, you know, still building a foundation of faith would pray and pray and pray and pray for something. Something good, maybe that someone would be healed or that their parents would stop the divorce proceedings, whatever it is. I mean, it was something good. It wasn't selfish. They prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and then there were times where God did not answer their prayer in the way that they were hoping. So the disease remained, the divorce continued, and so forth. That is one difficulty that can quite easily tempt people to throw in the towel. Prayer's not working. I don't even know what that means, to be honest, but I hear that. It's not working. So turn to a neighbor and just take a few moments. What are some difficulties in life that might cause some people to throw in the towel, to give up on God, okay? Give you a few moments to do that. Go ahead. We have time to hear a few. Would someone share one? What did you or your neighbor say? What's one?
Lack of money.
Lack of money. Yeah, financial stress. Sure. What's another one? Flood victims, those who lose everything in a disaster of some type. Tornadoes and so forth. Absolutely. Sure.
Pain.
Pain. Yes. Consistent, constant, cannot get away from, ongoing pain. Yes. How about two more?
Losing a
job. Yeah. And everything that goes with it. The security, the identity, feeling of purpose and so forth. But I'll take one more.
Health issues.
Health issues. Sure. Absolutely. And there are plenty on and on of things that can tempt us to throw in the towel. Well, if Paul is our example, right? If Christ can give Paul the strength to endure and persevere through all that Paul experienced, can't the Lord Jesus certainly do the same with us? Of course he can. How many of you have ever seen the movie Facing the Giants? Okay, very good. Let me tell you a little bit about it. What you see them doing right now, if I had to do, would be a one, right? throw in the towel right away. I'd be like, can I be the guy with the whistle? But anyway, obviously it's a high school football team, and the coach is teaching one of their members in particular a lesson on perseverance, on not giving up. And what they're doing right now is an exercise called the death crawl. Boy, that's a great name, isn't it? The death crawl. You have to be on your hands and on your feet. Your knees are supposed to be off the ground and with a person on your back. And if you're really good, maybe you could go 30 yards, maybe. 50 yards would be incredible. Well, there's a scene from this movie that reminds us of the importance of perseverance, not giving up, that in Christ we are capable of enduring more than we think because of Christ working in us, because of Christ cheering us on, because of Christ going before us. Let me show you this clip from Facing the Giants. Here we go.
Keep driving. There you go. You are the most influential player on this team. If you walk around defeated, so will they. Oh, tell me you can't give me more than what I've been seeing. You just carry a 140-pound man across this whole field in your arms. Brock, I need you. God's gifted you with the ability of leadership. Don't waste it.
Can I count on you?
Yes.
Hey.
What is it, Jerry?
I want to run stage to you.
I love it at the end. Who's next? I'd be like, no. Oh, my. My friends, Paul was a hero in God's eyes because he did not quit in his faith. No matter how difficult it was, no matter how much it hurt, no matter the expectations of other people, he did not quit. He did not give up on God. He did not throw in the towel in his relationship with Christ. He kept going, and God made it possible. God gave him the strength. God was cheering him on every single moment of his life. Paul never threw in the towel. He never quit. That is called persevering. Paul is a hero in God's eyes because he persevered. And others noticed. God is looking for those types of heroes today. God is looking for people who, when times get tough in their faith, they do not quit. They keep going in their relationship with Christ. Those are the types of heroes that God is wanting. He always has and he always will. To close, ushers, would you please come forward? We have something for each person to close. So thank you, ushers, for coming forward. All right. They're not the largest in the world, but you can each get one of these. And would you pass one out to each person? And we're going to close with this before we sing our final song. Yes, yeah, you can use it to cheer on your favorite team or something. It should, some of them are green, actually. Yeah, it wasn't my idea, but. Sorry, it's not the Kit Kats I gave out last year. If you remember that, the lesson on Twin Pines, I gave out Kit Kats. Sorry. Maybe next year it'll be food. Thank you, folks, for handing those out. My friends, I know that some of us have been through quite a bit, even in the past couple weeks. Some of you have been through quite a bit the past couple years. Some of you have gone through numerous things before I even came and I don't even know about. We have faced difficulties, just as Paul has faced difficulties. So in just a moment, I want to give you an opportunity to pray. Just silently before I close in prayer. And would you think about a time when life was difficult and you were honestly tempted in some way to throw in the towel when it comes to your faith? Just not going to pray anymore. Not going to follow the Lord anymore. Not going to worship anymore. Not going to continue to gather with his family. Was there a time when you were tempted? And I just want to give you a chance to pray to the Lord and just asking him again to give you the strength to persevere
by his strength for his purpose. Or maybe I don't know what's coming up in our lives. I don't know what this week will be like or this month or this year. So that's what this tower represents. It represents a choice. A choice to persevere or a choice to throw it in and give up. So let me give you a moment to pray as you hold this and ask God to give you the strength to persevere in your faith no matter what difficult times come. And then I'll close in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you gave Paul the strength to persevere, to not throw in the towel, to not give up on his faith, to not quit. But he finished the race. He fought the good fight. He kept the faith till the very, very end of his life. So, Lord, I ask that you would do the same in the lives of my brothers and sisters gathered here this morning. Lord, when difficult times come, would you remind us that we can find our strength in you, that we can lean on you, that you can carry us? Would you remind us, Father, that you can do all things? And I just pray, Lord, that you would help my friends to persevere in their faith, to not throw in the towel, to not give up, but to keep going. And that as they do so, they would see you working in their lives in new and encouraging ways that they have never seen before. Thank you, God, that you give us the ability to persevere. And I pray a blessing on my friends this morning. And it's in Jesus' name I pray.